You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome. Welcome back to episode 5 of the Zargates Pulse podcast. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and coming to you for once from a relatively hot United Kingdom. I know it doesn't happen often, but we've finally had some good weather here, and I paid the price. I had a little bit of time outside this week. I sunburnt my nose, and much to the amusement of Roman and the rest of the team on all of our Zooms and team meetings this week, sitting there with a bright red nose. So serves me right, really, for venturing outside when there's so much happening inside Zargates. We have a lot to get through today. We've got brand new Season 3. We've got pre-market to tell you about. We've got a new game release, inventory updates, community champions updates, a new focus on tower defense, so much more, including exactly what we're going to be doing with the artifact boxes in the next week or so. You're going to hear it here first, only on the podcast. We haven't announced it anywhere else, so hang around until the end of the episode and I will drop that in for you. So let's start, as we always do, with our community question of the week.
Community question of the week.
Very topical question this week, which links to Season 3, which I will be covering a little bit later. And this theme was on a lot of people's minds this week. So coming in on X from @Chivas, why is there a coin leaderboard? Are we going to stash tokens and not buy tickets? This is a very good question. And if you were at our NFT raffle yesterday, I touched upon it briefly there, but I will expand on the theme more here. In the first two seasons, the coins really just had one single utility, and it was to buy tickets. As we grow and expand, it's important for us to keep adding utility, adding use cases to give you more options, more opportunities, and more motivation. So with that in mind, we added a second use case for the coins in Season 3 by giving you a chance to obtain an invite to our pre-market. So now you have a choice. You can still use the coins to buy the tickets, or you can save them and join the pre-market. Remember, the main use case for the ticket is that you get a guaranteed token allocation from our TGE. Don't forget that, because I see so many people around the raffle thinking because they didn't win the NFT, their tickets are useless. No, the NFTs are a great bonus, of course, if you win, but the main point of your tickets are to be a part of our TGE. Now, with the leaderboard, if you don't want any more tickets, maybe you have enough, maybe you want to diversify, or maybe you've been involved in pre-markets before on other projects and know their value and their significance, this option now gives you the chance to save your coins and gain access to it. There's going to be a lot more information about the pre-market in the coming weeks, our partners, our structure, and I can't tell you too much information about it at this stage until everything has been signed and finalized. But the pre-market is essentially your first opportunity to monetize your assets. And we're going to be giving away some invites to be a part of it. We're giving away 1,000 invites guaranteed for the top 1,000 on the coin leaderboard. Then for the next 19,000, so it's going to be the top 20,000 on the leaderboard combined, they'll go into a raffle for another 1,000 invites. So two really good opportunities to be a part of it. If you want, plenty of motivation to log in each day, play the games, do the quests, pick up those boosters for the extra coin rewards and get on that leaderboard to be a part of it. Now, it's also worth noting that ticket holders can get into the pre-market as well, because at the end of Season 3, we'll be doing a raffle for an additional 1,000 invites to the pre-market from all ticket holders across Season 1, Season 2, and Season 3. So if you choose the route of continuing to buy tickets, you may still get in that way. the use cases between these two for the coins are different, and I can't sit here and tell you which is better, because one necessarily isn't better for one person or another. We just want to give you more opportunities to be the biggest part of Zargates that you can, and that's what this additional functionality does. Look, I hope this answers the question for you. Do keep questions coming in. Remember, the best place to find me throughout the week is over on X. I'm at hashd, that's H-A-S-H-D, and I will pick up another question for next week's show.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Before I dive in to the news, quick request for me. Please do leave this podcast a rating and review at the end of the episode. It helps us grow. We're still so young, so new. It'd be amazing if you could. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you, as always, for all your support. Right. Now, first bit of news is that today we are fully into season 3. That means new golden and new diamond tickets available for you at the next pricing level. Remember, we promised you all the way back at the beginning of season 1 that as the OGs, new users joining later would never have it as good as you had it in season 1 and season 2. And that holds with the increase in price each season. Now golden ticket is 4 million coins and a diamond ticket doubles to 16 diamonds. We do still anticipate them all selling out because of the ever-growing user base. So if you want them, make sure you grab them before you're too late. Get your token allocation guaranteed, and get your entry into the NFT raffle and the pre-market raffle at the end of this month. Secondly, some big changes within the platform over the last week with the new catalogue, which I think looks great. When there's loads of games on there and they're all split out into different genres and different categories, the catalogue is going to look amazing. It's so intuitive, it's useful. The team have done a great job, so hope you like the new layouts that we've done for you. What we've also done this week is focus more on the tower defense retro drop game. So today we've added over 30 brand new maps. So do check those out. I haven't had a chance to go in and play today's map yet, so I'm interested to know if it's changed in strategy. I haven't had a sneak peek at any of the maps myself, so it'll be interesting over the course of August to see how they've changed and if I have to change any of my strategy. Let me know how you get on over on X with the new maps and what level you reached. I'm always interested to see people's setups and how you are getting on. Also, today, if you applied to be a community champion, you would have got a notification in the platform to join our champions group and channel. So please go check in the bot and then action everything from the pin post on that channel. If you applied and you haven't got a notification, you are one of the 500, yes, that's right, 500 people who we couldn't reach because either the Telegram ID was put in incorrectly or it was invalid. So if you don't have a message within the bot, but you did apply, please message me on either Telegram or X. I'll put all my details at the bottom in the show notes here because we still want you, but I just don't have any way of contacting you. So please come and reach out to me. Okay, let me tell you about what we've got coming up this week.
What is coming up soon?
You know that we love your feedback here. We always want your input. And this week, you have answered the call. It seems in the latest update that we got the rewards a little bit out of balance between the games and the other things like the chests and the quests. And you want us to focus more on the games. And we agree. So next week, we're going to do a rebalance with all the rewards. And again, once this goes live, I would love your feedback. We're just changing the balance between the rewards you get in the games and the rewards you get outside the games, mixing it up between coins and emeralds and other rewards. So I hope that you like the new update. And again, would love your feedback on the new updates and whether the balance is better for you. Hell, I want your feedback all the time. So just get in touch with what you think, what you want. It's all super useful. It all goes back to the whole team. We all sit around together and discuss everything and try and make it better for you. So whenever you've got anything to share with us, please do. Next week, we will also be dropping the remaining rewards to people from all the previous giveaways and raffles. This means apartment keys and gaming NFTs to go along with all the other awards that we've been giving out in the previous week. So do check your inventory right now and obviously over the next week or so to make sure that you get all of the rewards that you are due. We are bringing you our third game release. We hope this will be within the next 2 weeks, hopefully even sooner than that. Everything with our partnership with World Shards is now finalized, which is great. And we're on to the exciting stuff, integrating it into the platform, planning the marketing, the partnership announcements, and all the rewards and the quests that you will be able to do within the game. It's going to be a great addition, another top tier game in the catalog. I'll be updating you here on progress and exactly when you'll be able to dive in and have fun. I'm so excited for this one. I've played a little demo. I've seen a little bit behind the scenes and how far you can get in the game and how addictive and how amazing it is through the journey. I can't wait to dive into it. It looks like a lot of fun. Now, last but very much not least, the alpha around the artifact boxes for you. You've been waiting so patiently. I can reveal that next week we will be doing an artifact event. You will start to be able to buy those exclusive artifact boxes from the store, priced at 10 million coins each. These are not to be sniffed at. Remember, they get you lifelong benefits inside the Zargates platform, whether that is game specific, whether it is game genre specific, extra staking rewards, extra liquidity bonuses, extra reward points. There are a lot of different artifacts that are going to be available for you to get at different tiers, and you're going to be able to start accumulating those from next week. So save up to those 10 million coins and we will bring them to you in the next update. Okay, slightly longer episode today. Thank you for listening. I hope you're loving all the updates and the journey that we're on. We're still right at the beginning, but it's great to have you. We keep moving forward so fast. Shout out to the dev team and everyone behind the scenes working around the clock to give you guys new updates, progress, keep showing you how we're driving forwards on our roadmap, keeping everything on schedule, keeping everything on track. And, you know, we're excited for this second part of the year because it's a huge part for Zargates. We've got our full launch. We've got our TGE. We've got loads more game studios coming your way. We're going to realize our concept, our tokenomics, our proof of playtime model. It's all to come really soon. So much coming in the pipeline. I will be back next week. I look forward to giving you all the latest news on next week's show. Let's go.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.